they're taking what you're saying to them, and they're hoping that you are what you talk. Let's be about anything we drop, because we're going to get tested on it. If the people on the street don't test us on it, God's going to test us on it.
Kill the Mockingbird, Truth to Report, with Sean Chris and Sebastian Farr.
Kick his ass, D-Bass!
Wake up!
Yo, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? What's cracking?
You know, just hanging out, man. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Kill the Mockingbird. I am your host, Sean Chris. Today, I got a special guest with me, my homeboy, T76, man. Rapper slash truther slash independent researcher, man. What's up, man? What are we breaking down today?
I guess the title of the show was American Cultist, right?
Yep.
Something like that. Just breaking down what's going on, man. I mean, just hanging out here. The weather's pretty cool. We got some rain coming finally, so staying a little warm.
That's what's up. Yeah. Basically, yeah, that's why I named it American Cultism, because I feel like that's kind of like what we're really going through a lot, because with like not just like the QAnons or not just with Antifas or the BLMs or it's just all the political parties, even like there's so much fandom around these political figures as if they are more important than the people, or that they represent something that is more beneficial. And I think that we need to step away from that whole idolizing anybody, but especially politicians.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I think we're living in a world where like the media and everything kind of projects all this, you know. It's something that's been going on for ages, and it seems to like just evolve. You know, there's always propaganda through all the 60s. We had, you know, ever since television came up, it seems like it's always been going on, man. It's just like, it seems like this is the new form of it. We got social media. Everything is manipulating thought, you know, all of that manipulates people's thoughts. So, I mean, the way I look at it, it's like they're using tactics like Jim Jones would use, you know, like they have that type of, they know they have that type of training in that. And so when it gets involved in the media and the corporations, it becomes like, yeah, it's a mass hallucination. So, I mean, I know what you're saying about how it's like people choose to, we look at politicians like, wow, we're watching TV.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I'm sorry if there is an echo, guys. I seen somebody, but I'm trying to work with that. We were trying to like do some technical rundown, so I'm kind of like muting and going back and forth, so we'll try to like work our best with that technical difficulty. But yeah, like that's how I see it as, and I think it's really been able to put people in a position to manipulate and take over different movements, and just like the Jim Joneses and the different the manipulation and the power that is going behind this. So like what we see now is that people are idolizing politicians and not holding them accountable and forgetting the way that things work. Now, a lot of like when you talk about like the QAnon movements and other like movements like that, Antifa, whatever, a lot of it is underinformed. So they only get partial of the story, and then someone tries to like stretch it, you know, and people are stretching truths and making it. And I think that we fall into these tunnels because we idolize, because we think of people that they're superior to us, or that they're on some kind of other level because they're in a political office, or that they're in, you know, a celebrity or whatever, that it puts them into this mass manipulation jar of where they'll let them get away with anything, even though they're doing things that people hate. Like if they're like, oh, I hate Trump that he does this, but even though their guy may do the same thing, they will put a blind eye to it and pretend that like it doesn't exist. But they will, when their enemy does it, they attack it.
Well, it's all about groupthink. Am I still echoing a little bit? Whatever. To me, I don't know if you guys could hear it. That's cool. But you know, anyways, to me, it's like groupthink. So everybody has to think the same way nowadays, you know? So it's like gone back so many like different regimes and stuff like that. People need to, they want to think like the government's going to have everybody think the same way. So you get it?
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying too. Like, I think that, like, in general, but it we always say, like, I hear people say, oh, the Democrats or the Republicans or fill in the name of the group, right? And the thing that we forget to talk about is that every group is doing this now, whether it is a flat earther, whether it is a QAnon person, whether it is a truther, whether it is a Republican, Democrat, same thing. These echo chambers and hive minds, yeah, that's a perfect analogy right there. The hive mind is creeping into all aspects of life right now. It's not just like one movement or another. It seems to be all of them.
Well, the whole thing is to, if they want to build a perfect society, and you know, you can go on to like the Agenda 2030 and stuff like that, smart cities. Like, these are the beginning stages. Collapse the economy, get everybody to idolize the state, and then from there on, it's control and all the dystopian stuff that, you know, that they've always teased us with through the years. So, you know, yeah, it's some difficult times, man, trying times right now. So, I mean,
it is and it isn't, because I also think that, like, the times are perfect, man. It's beautiful. Like, it's a great time to not just awaken or use that same thing, that kind of terminology, but it's a time for us to grow and to learn and to become a better species, not even just a better person, but a better species. We're just having growing pains of where the old regimes and the old styles are changing. And this new, because everybody keeps, I was one saying it too about communism, Marxism, this and that, which are things, and they have been ideologies that have been very dangerous. But I think the thing that we do forget is that it's the new thing. It's not communism. It's not Marxism. It's the technocrats. It's the technocracy. That's really what's gonna, we should be afraid of. And I think we do got to speak out more on that. Like, and I think that the technocracy is helping with this fandom. You know, the fandom, it goes hand in hand, because now, like, when you see an AOC, they're like, get it, girl, get it, you owned it, you boss. Like, so now it's like this whole, instead of like challenging her, like, hey, you should be doing more, people are like, she's trying her hardest. It's not about trying your hardest, because at that point she's serving the country. She's not, you know what I mean? It's not about her own career or what she wants to do. It's about serving the country. But with this fandom, it gets people lost into this, like, oh, Biden's he's just a sweet old man, you know, like your grandpa. Like, that's not the view that you should have, because you have to have them. You always got to be on their ass, because that's part of the government. We got to stop being lazy and speak up.
Yeah, because like you said, we got, like, our leaders are pretty much illusions, you know. Like, they'll be out there and they'll be doing Jimmy Kimmel or stuff like that. And you see them, they portray him as a celebrity. A lot of them, not all of them, get portrayed like that. But, you know, then behind the scenes, wars are happening, and now troops are going back to the Middle East and stuff like that. Like, it's stuff that that's what I don't like about big tech, because if you know what if me and you notice that's going on, they're going to censor us and we'll be suspended and all that. So the message doesn't get out. So,
yeah, it definitely doesn't. And they tried to, like, restrict how the message gets out. And a lot of people have known stuff like this for a long time. They know that, like, and censorship's not something new, man. You know what I mean? George Carlin was getting censored. Howard Stern was getting censored. What's his name? That old comedian. He's like one of the originals. Lenny Bruce. He was getting censored. This has been going on forever. There's always been this controversy. But what people need to see is they're not seeing the same game that keeps happening.
Yeah, I mean, the FCC was like the original, like, Twitter back then, you know what I mean? Like, you couldn't, like, remember all, like, Two Live Crew, like, Luke, remember when Luke went to court and won that case for the free speech? I mean, people need to kind of have that same mindset, think like that again, man. You got to think like that and remember. You know, look back in history and look at all the different forms of the censorship and then come to terms now. It seems like people have gone, a lot of them are pro anti-censorship, and now it seems like they're pro censorship, dude. I don't know.
But that's what happens when we get into this tribalism. So, like, people are like, oh, I have to do this because for instance, when anybody hears me saying anything about a mask or something against the narrative of the 1984 Crown virus, you know what I mean? That if I say something against the narrative, people assume right off the bat, they go, oh, you and Trump. And I'm like, dude, I don't even like Trump, bro. I've probably been talking shit about him before he even thought about talking about him. And they don't realize that, but they're so brainwashed in this tribe. And they're like, my tribe's led by this guy and they want us to do this. And they don't see that we're living this same cycle over and over and over and over. Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. It's the same cycle. And they say all these promises and they use this manipulation. And then people idolize them now even so hard, so they don't hold them accountable. So all the bad stuff, like you said, war and killing people overseas and starting famines, bombing like innocent children and women, like that's just... that has to go, and these people need to start speaking out about it, whether you voted for the person or not. If you voted for him, you should be the loudest person talking.
Well, what do you think about the rumor about Trump starting a third party? I mean, like, to me, it's kind of funny because if that, you know, there's always been other parties, but like, it seems like, oh, he's going to do it. So it's like you said, it's just going to be pure theater. You know, it might be pure theater. It isn't. That's when, you know, you get mixed up, man. If you have an open mind, you're like, man, I don't know what to think of it, but yeah.
Yeah, well, really, like, I told you before, like, a couple days ago, and I've been telling people, I think that the Democrat and Republican Party are going to implode, and they're going to rebrand themselves. You know, the progressives are probably going to take the lead. It's going to be the same, like, orchestrated, because they're going to try to push it into the sense of... where people follow the lead. You know what I mean? They're going to do it like, hey, it's going to be still the Democrats, but they're going to like either rename it, and same thing with Republicans, they're going to rename it and rebrand it so that way it can go on to the future, because I think those old brandings have fallen apart. So that's what people need to watch out for. But in general, really what it boils down to is that we have to hold ourselves accountable, because we are supposed to be paying attention to what these politicians are doing.
Yeah, we got to keep them in check. There needs to be checks and balances, you know. I mean, even at a local level, state level, I mean, that's where it's all, you know, you just got to know that they work for you. And we always hear that all the time, but it seems like it's like, man, everything is flipped. So, you know.
Well, like I was saying, so with this whole like cultism of where people are following their tribe, blindly, like I've heard people on Twitter, like a lot of lefties, they go, you know what, just shut the fuck up, let Pelosi and Schumer and Biden do their thing. If you knew more than them, you would be in that position, and you're not, because you don't know more than them. And so there's this whole attitude that it's on all sides too, and I'm not just calling out the left, the right does this as well. They have this attitude of like, oh well, it's different because my guy did it, he had to do it because of this. Then the excuses come, instead of what they should be like is, yeah, you're right, he needs to stop that, and they need to make a fuss about it instead of defending them.
That's Facebook for you. That Facebook has taken over people's politics. You know, everybody on Facebook either knows about their scientist, a political advisor. I don't know, but like to say what, like kind of like what you're saying, you reminded me about the Gavin Newsom recall that's going on right now. Like they're really demonizing it and stuff like that, especially here in California. And you're saying about the group, like, you know, people, tribalism is what I guess some of the people are trying to stop the recall by saying that the people that are signing the recall are all the same people that stormed the Capitol. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's the narrative that they're trying to push. And that's what I was always worried about, the QAnon thing. I have no problem because it was kind of good because people were actually, you know, looking into stuff and starting to research stuff, which is great and positive. But what happened was people fell more into the story part and wanted it to be this heroic movie type of ending, when they have to realize, again, the only hero and the only savior in this movie is us. So us working together and picking up the pieces that have been falling apart, and us speaking up and telling politicians like, hey, this is what we want. If you do not give us what we want, you will not have a job anymore. And we will push them to get the things that we think is right, and to reshape the political form. We have to do that. If we don't do it, we can't trust some politician that's been there for 30, 40 years that has investments and other things to do to fix it. It's going to be us having to make a fuss and doing it with voting and doing it with like actually coming together and talking to people that are different from you, that have different ideologies, and kind of understand, have a little bit of understanding, because you don't have to accept everything they believe. But if you understand that we have the same common goal of, hey, I'm trying to achieve this in life and get my dreams going and help my family and provide for myself. And when people start to see that, that's what we need more of, and break this tribalism up, instead of like, oh, I'm part of this social justice warrior tribe, or oh, I'm a patriot, or no, we're human beings and we need to treat each other with such respect and empathy that we would want to be returned in ourselves, so that way it can keep going and the cycle could change.
Yep. Yeah, you got to get involved in the community, you know. I mean, that's why I've always liked, you know, I live in a predominantly Hispanic community, and it's just, I mean, it's been here for so long, and people either go, you know, right or left, you know, or they go up or down, you know. So, I mean, other than that, man, go to your city hall, voice your opinion, go to the meetings and say what's up, you know, like say, hey, you need to clean this area up. I mean, you want to shut down our city, at least get some people to clean the parks. They don't want to open the bathrooms and, you know, things like that. I mean, just get involved locally. I mean, that's all you can do. Call your congressman, do all that. Like, those are good little things. I mean, instead of just getting, like you said, man, just get out there and get involved.
So. Well, also one thing I noticed, and I see a lot of truthers do this as well. I'm sure I have maybe come across this way at some point, but I'm trying to change this. And I think a lot of people should take this into effect, that this whole of I'm right. Like, I'm like, there's a lot of people I talk to and they're like, no, you got it wrong. Like, this arrogance of either way, whether you're right or you're not right, doesn't matter. It's the way that you unfold the information. Now, when you tell someone they're wrong right away and you absolutely don't even listen to any of their opinion or even take consideration of their ideology, you're automatically shutting them off. And I think people need to be a little bit more empathetic of other people's perspectives so that we can like really make a change. But instead of like living in this world of where this is my perspective and everybody that I know has to think the same perspective as me or it doesn't work, is something that's been very like, that's the real pandemic, you know what I mean? It's this pandemic of everybody thinks like we have to think alike, whether it's left, right, or whatever. We have to have this same mind, you know what I mean, like the same the same mentality, you know what I mean? We have to have the same mentality and the same beliefs. And that's not true, because that's not, well, that would make a boring world, don't you think? If we're all the same and we think the same things and we have no disagreements, it makes it very boring and we're not going to be innovative.
Well, that's what they want, man. Every dystopian movie you've seen is like that, you know, where they control your thought and you can't, you know, you, everything is a perfect, it's a perfect society type thing, you know, that they want. So, you know, it's just, we can't let them, you know, it's like being in the Truman Show. Look at that, like his life, like his world, everybody's in a bubble. And that's how they want it in the future.
Yeah. And it's not just about control, because, you know, control, power, but it's also about like, getting rid of like being self-sufficient and being able to solve your own problems. Like, they don't want you to be able to go grow your own garden to feed yourself.
To depend on the government.
Yeah. And then when you depend on them, you have to have you need them, and then they become bigger and they become more, because it's like anything, right? So the government, to me, I look like a lot like a corporation. So they don't make anything.
It's buying up the farmland. Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. See what you mean? What's going to happen? It's going to be a GMO food farm, a Farmville, or what, you know?
Yeah. And then with them and Monsanto's owning all the seeds and stuff and owning all these patents on seeds and different things like that, they're trying to make it for people to not be able to sustain their own way of living. And I think that puts people dependent on government, which in turn makes you compliant. It makes it a lot easier when they can control your food supply, control your money supply, and make it to where you can't live on your own, where you need the government.
Yep. Yeah, there's a reason why he's buying up all that land, you know. You know, it's not hard to tell.
So. Well, yeah, that's definitely Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, buying up all the rural areas, and just kind of destroying the small, another part of the small business, which is the farmer, which they've already been doing by shutting down these restaurants, because people see that restaurants are struggling, but they forget that there's certain farms that directly ship to certain restaurants. Like, you know what I mean? There may be a farm that deals with a handful of restaurants.
disrupting the food chain. The cycle can't keep up with everything. The shelf life and stuff of the crops is, you know, they have to throw it up, throw it away and do all that, or recycle, make compost out of it, I guess, you know?
Yeah. And then that's how they're getting the, you know, they're getting gouged by other meat packing plants that are going to be like, well, you're going to have to throw that away. So they're going to get that for bottom dollar. And then these meat companies are turning around and selling it for top dollar. So it's always a scheme. You know, if you can find a way to make a couple bucks, everybody's going to try to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The prices are going up, man, especially after the minimum wage hike. You know,
well, the minimum wage thing is a different debate. Like, to me, like, the debate of minimum wage is totally crazy. I understand people's like where it shouldn't go up, but obviously things do have to go up at one point, right?
And so it's all interconnected. I hear you, man.
Yeah, and it's all interconnected. But what I mean is, like, okay, it's more than just the minimum wage, because the market has been changed a long time ago. Because obviously, yes, you could take away a minimum wage and you don't need a minimum wage, right? Because really, the market should be setting the wage. So if there's a demand in a certain tech department, right, and there's only 10 jobs and there's only 3 people that could do that job, like, they're going to compete for that employer, right? But if there's 100 tech guys and there's only 3 tech positions, then obviously, but either way, they're going to have to pay them those certain wages to get that guy into that position, right? But when you try to control people's the wage and keep dictating it, it just messes it all up. Because now the government has too much control over it, of where they're saying you have to have this $7 or this $6. And they're going to go. Of course, these big corporations can afford that, but they're going to go and they're going to set it to that $6. They're going to set it to the lowest they can.
Yeah, like I just meant, like, you know, a lot of biz at this time to hire the minimum wage with all the shutdowns going on. It's just businesses are really going to feel, I can't pay all my workers that much money, so I'm going to have to let some of you go, you know? And, you know, that's kind of, it just seems all interconnected, bro. Like, it's just a collapse of things. So, I don't know. Just got to keep riding it, man. Ride the wave.
Yeah, and like I said, that's why I said it's a beautiful time, too, because it's a time to grow. If your business did, unfortunately, if you can't keep it open and you're, you know.
What about Bitcoin? That's like the new investing in Bitcoin, man. What about that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's been for a while. Like, I was telling somebody the other day, like, I remember a lot, like, it's been a lot of more of the younger millennials and the Gen Zs that have been heavy on that. But, like, some older Gen Xers and older millennials did get into it, but they were, like, more tech-savvy people, because I know a lot of my friends that were into it were super into tech, and they got into it about, like, I would say, I don't know, like, it was, like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago that they got really big into it.
For us, it was gold and silver, huh? Invest in gold and silver.
Yeah, and like I said, but like in the mid-2000s, a lot of the homies our age were getting into the Bitcoin a little bit. And that, but it was more like, because they were like, what's it called? They were mining, you know, digital mining for it too. So it became something. But I think that Bitcoin's going to get shut down. They're going to, and it's just a blueprint to give us digital currency. And they're going to shut Bitcoin down and say that it needs to be this kind of Bitcoin. I mean, this kind of digital currency, because we could track this one. We have control of it, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Because they're already saying that Bitcoin has been used for a lot of criminal activity, even though all money has been. You know what I mean? But they've been trying to, like, do a lot of reports on talking about Bitcoin and the illegal activity tied with it.
Okay. Well, I know that's how it is now. You can't even spend cash no more, so... They're shutting down banks everywhere. You know, what can you do?
So how do you think we get out of this whole cult-like mentality of, like, not idolizing politicians, idolizing celebrities, where we think that they set the trends, where they put this everything up front? Where do you think we get back to our original creativity and original train of thought and critical thinking? I know some people should do, but I'm saying as a massive level.
A massive level, well... First of all, you just got to tune out, stop watching all your corporate news media, you know. I mean, we've always been independent media. I mean, there's always other sources out there. The whole thing is now, like you said, big tech is shutting that down. So when they shut that down, you have to start thinking the same way. But I guess the only way to do it is just tune out, man. Tune out all that stuff, you know?
Well, I have my perspective is this. So like what I'm talking about is like, yeah, we can personally do that. But like when you interact with other human beings, and other human beings may not be aware of what we're aware of. And what I would suggest that people do is how when you talk to people, be considerate of their ideology and their perception of the world. And I think that we need to be, that's what I was like kind of emphasizing on, where a lot of people are like, I'm right. And then like they have this I'm right attitude, which I think we should get rid of as far as the truther community, because we shouldn't have a I'm right attitude. Our attitude should be, I don't know, I hope I'm right. I'm trying to find the truth. I'm not trying to be right. And I think that's what we got to get back to in general. So when people tell us, I think we have in these arguments, we don't have to, nobody has to be forced to believe if 1984 is real or if 9/11 was an inside job. It's not about that. It's about pointing out that there is corruption. There is stuff that are secretive. There is things that we don't know. And there's a lot of stuff like lobbyists that can be documented, stuff the CIA has done that we could show. And I think if we kind of be more open-minded to them too, and kind of calmer and more like comforting instead of attacking each other, and kind of building bridges instead of burning them down, I think that would be a much better angle for everybody to take on all approaches. Whatever your ideology is, if you're trying to spread it, building bridges is going to work way better than burning them down.
Yeah, but it seems like they want extremism to go on, man. That's what the elite want. They want to start that like civil war. So like, yeah, you're right. We got to heal that part and stop thinking like I'm this and that, you know, I'm tired. Labels, just get rid of labels, man. I look at somebody and just come to terms. That's how it used to be, man. That's how it used to be with both sides. But, you know, it's not the same no more. Like you said, it's like I'm right and this is you're wrong and that's it. And, you know, you cut the head off a snake, man. But, you know, the idea can still go on. So, you know, it's something else.
Yeah, but if we take that on our own personal responsibility, like I'm saying, every interaction you have on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or at the liquor store or at the grocery store or with the coworker, etc., I'm saying that we can change that view of it, because we want people to have a positive view. If we want people to understand and believe what we're trying to get across and how we're really trying to change, the only way to really do that is to get people to be on our side. And to get them on our side, we have to make them trust us and be empathetic to their situation, because their situation is obviously different than our situation. And instead of just saying I'm right, just show them little bits and pieces and show them differently about each person. You don't have to tell them everything, oh, everything's a lie or this and that. It's just breaking down and showing people to get on our side. Like, do you think that the government's running well right now? Oh, you don't? Me either. Okay, boom. Now we have a bridge. Now let's talk more. Hey, have you heard of, you see what I'm saying? Like, instead of like arguing right away, like, oh, you're a Biden guy. Oh, you're Trump. To me, the parties don't matter. What matters is us. And if we can continue to have dialogue and to figure out ways to use the system against them to shut down all these politicians and these donors, and to talk about the oligarchs and to talk about the secret operations of the CIA, things that we can actually physically show people and that we could physically change to actually make a good impact. And like, you know, the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, a lot of people know about that, you know. You know, there's a lot of people on the left and the right that want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. I mean, get rid of the income tax and stuff like that. Especially with what's going on with the virus, they should kind of suspend it. Like, that's something I was like, you know what, if you're just going to give us little breadcrumbs, and even that's like whatever, just like, you know, don't let us pay income tax this year. You know, do it nationwide. I mean, the debt is just going to get higher and higher, man. At this point, it's like, you know, what can you do? You know, who knows? Now they got like, would they get the Fed, Janet Yellen's back in the Fed, right? Like, pretty much, it's just a return to 5 years ago. I mean, it's how it is. Keep it going.
Well, yeah, and then immediately we're already there. The next day, that I think, I don't know if it was the inauguration day or the next day, but either that day or the next day, there was two suicide bombs in Iraq. They're deploying more troops in Iraq. There's now been U.S. military convoys spotted driving through Syria. So, yeah, like you said, it's back to same old that American imperialism.
The Bush-Obama regime, the a continuation of all that, you know. I know what you mean, that some people just don't see it like us, you know, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I know what you mean, man. It's just, you got to, sometimes you just have to agree to disagree and that's it and just move on. But, you know, enough of this, the cancel culture and all that that's happened over the years. It's really something that I can't, that I loathe a lot. So, I mean, I just feel like the big tech is out of control.
Yeah, it is, but like I said, it's again the people. So people are accepting of it. Like when Alex Jones was booted off, people didn't like Jones, so they were happy he was booted off. Anybody that happened, but what they don't realize is what happens to them can happen to you.
And it did happen to some of them that cheered what happened to Alex Jones, you know? Like, you know, he was to me, he was like a test subject, pretty much. He says it all the time, so.
Well, yeah, he really was. I mean, because they deplatformed him, That was one of the first of our kind. We saw people going to Facebook jail, Twitter jail, and maybe getting an account deleted here and there. But to be deplatformed from every platform was something that was unheard of at that time.
Synchronized at the, yeah, at the same time. So.
Yeah, it really changed the game. But like we were saying earlier, like censorship has been something that we always fight against, that we've always tried to fight against. Yeah, Bill Cooper did not like Alex Jones. And I mean, a lot of people think that Alex Jones is a shill or that he's Bill Hicks. That's another a big one. I don't know. I think he's entertaining, though. I think he's funny. He makes me laugh. But yeah, he's eccentric. He's wild and he's a little bit out there.
Yeah, he's an interesting character, you know. He's somebody. He's got to be put in check, too, as well. And, you know, he's human too, but it's, yeah, I know. I mean, I remember, I think what was the first video I got was that the movie that was like, The End of the World. What was it? His movie, The End Game, The End Game movie. I got it through Amazon and, you know, I didn't know he made it. I kind of knew he made it, but I kind of wanted to check it out and, you know, there was good information. I mean, nothing wrong with that. You know, watching a documentary. You know, nowadays people watching Ancient Aliens and thinking, you know, that is the truth, but, you know, we don't know. So,
yeah, that was my point of that is that so then someone will believe in aliens and they'll be like, well, it's aliens and that's it. You know what I mean? You either believe it or you don't. And you know what I mean? It's not about that. It's about like, well, that's your perception and that's your perspective. Like we only know our perspective and our life experiences. What up, though? I just think that we need, it's just, who cares about, that's what I'm saying, like, who cares about being right, man? Like, why is it such an issue always? Like, even if you break it down to even, like, simple relationships, where, like, friendships, you know, relationships with a spouse or whatever, where it's more important than being right. Like, is it really that big a deal? Like, what is you being right going to change the world? If I agree with you and then now you're right, does it make the world better? Does it change the world? Nah, man. It puts it into the same perspective, so we need to put our pride aside a lot of the times and stop worrying about our ego. And it's mainly about our ego and trying to be this like a superior being, like where we're like, oh, we got to take care of our ego and I'm right. And you don't understand. No, we don't know shit. Nobody does. Even the smartest people in the world don't know shit. And especially when we're arguing about, you know, the 1984 virus, none of us know. Even if the experts don't know, how the hell are we supposed to know? And we're arguing about something we have no information about. And we're like dead set in our argument when it hasn't even been proven either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what can we do, man? Everything's, you know, it's like I said, it's groupthink, man. We got to join groups and think like this. You know, I hate, you know, labels are just something that's, you know, I feel isn't good to have. You know, just be yourself, man. I know what you mean. Just people have kind of lost that and they feel like they have to choose left or right and this and that. And, you know, it's just something, you know, we got to change it, man. So
are where are we going to, what do you think that, what's going to turn out, do you think, in this military conflict? Do you think that not only Because, I mean, there's Yemen on the table right now. It looks like Syria. I don't know about the Iran. Like, how serious a threat do you think Iran is? Do you think that's the proxy war we go to, or do you think we stick with the Yemen and Syria for now?
Well, wasn't there going to be some big money going over there, going to Iran again? Yeah. So it's just like exactly like the pallets of cash, man, all over again. So that was on hold for, you know, a lot of people think that was, you know, on hold for the last 4 years. But it's back. I mean, either way, it's back, man. Whatever, you can think whatever you want. That's all you. But, you know, like you said, the military-industrial complex is returning.
It's back, baby.
Yeah. So, Syria has always been the target, and that's been like a target for like so many years with all those gas attack false flags. So now it'll really get underway, and the media will prop it up. So,
and I wonder how many lefties will be against it though. Cause right now, like, I wonder if they're going to be like turn a blind eye to it because they don't want to like look bad. And they don't want to be maybe take the criticism. I wonder if they're just going to let that turn a blind eye to these wars and pretend like it's not a big deal. Because I think they will. I think a lot of them will.
Yeah, that's why I said there's going to be an illusion. You know, the media that they watch won't show you that. It's you know, that's, we already know, you know, everybody knows that. A lot of people know that. You know, they'll say, oh, the main story won't be that. It'll be like the cover. It's all about coverage, too. You might get maybe 10, a total of 20 seconds in like all the media of coverage of things like that. But then you'll hear more about other stuff that they're doing for us. You're going to hear more like the progressive stuff lately and what's going to happen and all that. So It's interesting, bro. You just got to, like I said, keep mindful and read other sources. You know, don't take everything with a grain of salt.
I don't think the progressive agenda is really, I think the progressive agenda is a facade. I think that's just an agenda to make them look like they're for the working class, because real progressives like Jimmy Dore and others like that push for a lot of these progressive agendas are alienated and pushed aside as if they're like causing trouble, and they push them out of the progressive group when they're the ones advocating the hardest for these things. So I think the progressive party is just the new manipulation tool of the DNC.
Yeah, they're being used, Soros and all that. So pretty much, you know, you can go down the rabbit hole and it goes to Soros with all the different organizations that he has. But, you know, it's like that on both sides, and you just got to, like I said, have an open mind to things and realize that there's a grand scheme that's going to go with it.
All right, now I got a question for you. Here's a good one. So with Steve Pachenik, when he was on Alex Jones, he said, you know, he was talking about the watermark. I'm not saying that is over, because I think that sting and they're talking about is still in play. But do you think that he's ever going back on Alex Jones? Do you think he lost the bet?
From last I heard, it looked like he did. I mean, it's sad. It's sad to say, but, oh, man. I don't even know. I want to research about what people are saying about it. You know, I haven't looked into it too much, but I don't know.
Well, what's being said basically right now, and like from what I'm hearing, and like I said, like I'm open to all interpretations and all perspectives of it, because I don't know, because there's always things behind the scenes that do happen. And a lot of some people believe that right now the military is in charge of the country. And that, you know, Biden is like falsely and like, you know, they show the movie sets and, you know, the different stuff. And they're saying that he's the corporate, you know, the old like with Maxwell and like back in the days where we're talking about how America's a corporation. And they're saying that's what's going on, and that Biden is the 19th president of that. And that Trump is still kind of in present, because they said there's two nuclear missile codes or something like that. And I did see like a report that they had to do another set because Trump took it with them.
Oh, man. I don't know, though. It's a trip, man. We're going to have to see what unfolds. now that Trump's just been golfing, I think. But they are, well, we got the trial coming up, the impeachment trial. So who knows what's going to happen there? I mean, that's all that matters. But I mean, that's, they're doing that to keep them out of, keep them from running again. So that's where everybody's starting to believe that third party theory, you know. And I heard they're saying he might want to start his own like media group, you know, media company and all that. So I don't know. Something, just something we got to see what unfolds with it.
Yeah, that whole media thing was on the table for a while. I've been hearing a lot of rumors of that. I was looking on Twitter right now, see if there's anything good. There's nothing really like. Looks like it's been kind of cold down. I think it's going to just kind of die down a little bit. Like I was telling people, a lot of people thought there was going to be a lot of action. I was like, I think this is what's going to happen. It's going to die down. Then you're going to see a little bit of people getting angry, whether it's on all groups, you know, all fronts and groups and movements are going to be getting a little bit more agitated. And then from there, what's going to happen? Boom, they're going to be like, here's $1,400, $2,000. And then we're going to shut up for a little bit. We're going to sit down. And then again, and that's going to happen for a while. I think it's going to go back and forth like that.
And then you got they're going to definitely be going after extremists, so to say. And that's like the thing that's kind of like, you know, I look at that like, okay, what's going to happen? What is Biden going to sign? You know, what are they going to give the guy to sign now? And what kind of Patriot Act 2.0 are they going to do? And it's kind of scary. You know, it's kind of scary, man. We just got to see what they're going to, like you said, the cult. We'll see what the cult of that side does in the future. So.
This is the quote right here, the beyond your freedom, built back better for someone else. That's the build back better tune. That one's pretty good. Yeah, I think it's going to be that tune too. Like, I think people are like a little bit think it's going to get crazier than it is. I think over time, like, you'll see skirmishes. You're going to see more Proud Boy Antifa skirmishes. You're going to see more of this domestic terrorist painted on both sides. You're going to see the white nationalist domestic terrorist. Then you're going to start seeing the far right wing domestic terrorist, the far left wing domestic terrorist. They're going to push this like they did the Patriot Act with the whole Patriot Act war. You know what I mean? Oh, look, we got the new president, the King Mega, the new president. No, you're not the president. Aren't you the king? You're the king of the country, man. It's different. You're a monarchy, baby.
He's a Michigan monarch. He's on his way. What up, King Mega? He's on there? Nice.
Got the good Corona stuff, you know what I mean? Cheers. RIP Jessica, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That's the best Corona, man. I don't like the new light. The new light stuff's okay, but I was never a big Corona fan, but thanks to her, I'll drink that on occasion, you know, so.
But I think like my main message is that like, I think that we should stop like fighting so much. Like, obviously, we know that there's always going to be powerful people. So the only way we have power is if we kind of figure out, we don't have to like each other. We don't even have to agree. We just got to know when it's time to stick together. Be like, okay, what's up, guys? We need to stick together to get this done. And that's what I think they're going to paint with this whole Boogaloo Boy movement thing. You can see that the Boogaloo Boys are like coming out a lot now. They were kind of like, they made their first appearance in 2020, you know what I'm saying? And now they're kind of going to be a featured guest big time, I think, in 2021.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, they're saying they were behind a lot of the Capitol stuff. Well, that's what Alex Jones was saying. I don't know. He had documentation of it, but yeah, like I said, man, it's all about the media, and they're gonna how they portray everybody. So, you know.
Well, shit, CNN's like full CCP. They're like, Emperor Biden today gifts the people a rose. Like, they just talk about him like he's some superhero. Like, I'm just like, man, it cracks me up, man. That's why, like, people ask me, like, how I'm doing. I'm doing great because this stuff cracks me up.
We'll see how the ratings go, because I know his YouTube channels, like, the dislikes are pretty negative and they're getting tampered with. So, I don't know, man. Like I said, we're living in some times that you see, you know, big tech's just going to make try to silence our voices, bro. And just got to keep going with
it. Yeah, but I'm not worried about the big tech thing because, like, we are in control.
Get around things. We've always been like that. Like,
dude, like, think about illegal cable, man. We've always figured out a way to get illegal cable, man. First we did this, then they figured that out, then we did this, and then we're always going to get what we want. We're going to pirate shit. We're going to do what we got to do. There's nothing they're going to do to stop
us. And just, like, be cool with your neighbors, man. You know, if shit ever hits the fan, hoping it doesn't, but just have, you know, you're cool with your neighbor, help them out, and that's all you can really do, man. You know, help out your city and just, you know, be there and do whatever, man. Just be prepared, man.
Well, that was my point of, like, building the bridges. I'm saying build bridges because these are the people that you see every day. The liquor store you go to every day, the grocery store, those people, you know, the people you work with, your family, you know, the people you talk to, everybody around your city and all that, those are people you engage with every day. It's more important to have a better relationship with them than it is to these politicians or sticking to a side that you may think is better or something that is more your suit or what you think the world is supposed to be, because the world is constantly evolving. And again, like, the whole scared of big tech, I'm not scared of big tech, man. Shut me down, I'll just make another one. Shut me down, I'll make another one. And you block my IP address, I'll get a VPN. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's endless, because to me, I'm relentless. If they go after me, I'm not going to stop until they put me in a jail cell or something, you know what I mean? Like, in the gulag. But I think that we just got to fight back, like you said. Like, it has to be on that Lenny Bruce level. It has to be on that George Carlin, that Howard Stern, that I don't give a fuck. Maybe you don't want me to cuss on air. Maybe you don't want me to do these crazy skits on air, but I'm going to do it anyways. And you can find me, you can arrest me, you can do whatever you want, but I'm still going to do it. And we have to have that fuck you mentality again, that I will not comply.
Well, the rebel mentality, bro. Yeah, the rebel. You know, people don't have that no more. They just capitulate to everything. You know, that's why it's sad. Like, the new generation, you look at that and you're like, man, they're just, that's it. Watching YouTube and all that. You know, that's why you got to, you know, you just got to take care of your kids, man. Get them on the right track. Let them, you know, make them love life and, you know that it's going to get hard, and just make them, tell them, hey, man, it's never easy, but it gets better. You know, I mean, what can you do? What else can you do?
That's it. Well, the new generation's always like this.
Oh, we're all gonna die.
Entitlement, man. But we, like, you know, we could talk about that all day.
Yeah, but
especially when you're a parent.
It's just, I'm not saying just entitlement. Like, I'm talking about fear. Like, there's just so much fear that's pumped out into a lot of the younger generations, where they're full of fear, that they are scared of what's going to happen day to day because they've seen nothing but fear. Think about it. If you were born during 9/11 or a little bit after 9/11, you know nothing but fear mongering. Like, that's pure fear mongering all the time.
Yeah. And it's just gotten even worse, you know, times 10.
Yeah, but, like, that's why I try to focus on, that's why I tell people, what you got to focus on is that it's fun and games, you know what I mean? Like, we got to have fun with it. Like, obviously, things are going to change. Obviously, they're going to try to, like, be spying on us more. So, guess what? We're going to have to, like you said, build bridges with our neighbors and start working together and start fucking fooling these motherfuckers and doing the best we can to accommodate our life in this adjustment, because we're not going to start a revolution because we're too much ideology. If we don't start building bridges, we'll never change. You know what I mean? We're going to always be at each other's throat. And if the people are at each other's throat, nothing's ever going to get done.
Yeah, it'll just be a cycle. You know, you got to break that cycle and just move on, man, and just raise your family and just be ready. You know, that's it, man. Just educate your kids and make sure they have a strong mind, because, you know, I know it's hard though, man. It's hard seeing what's going on with all the corporate media and everything, man. It's like, gosh, you know, you just got to keep, you know, everybody has, you know, generations have gone through that forever, man. You know, everybody has a different mentality, but at a point you got to chill, you know?
So. Well, yeah, you got to figure out for yourself, like, what is, what's right for you, what's right for your family. That's why I tell people, even with like anything that's going on, whether we argue about masks, that's even the same thing. Like, I think people shouldn't tell people to wear a mask in public, and I also think people shouldn't tell people not to wear a mask in public, because it's not my job to tell you how to live your life. It's not my job, like Harry says, homeschool children. Maybe some people that is beneficial to homeschool your children. Maybe it's not. But like, I think that's why I go back to the whole like trying to force your ideology and saying like you have to do it this way because I'm right. It's such a bad choice for us as humans to try to live by, such a bad rule, because that way they think, how can we live like them when we live differently? Maybe you need more sleep than I do. Maybe you need more protein than I do. Maybe I need more protein. You know what I mean? There's like so many different variables that could change our lives. And I think that's what we need. Just worry about yourself, fix your life, and do the best you can with your life instead of trying to make sure that everybody believes what you believe.
Yeah, just look into it. Like I said, just look into other stuff, man. Like with the mask thing, you know, it's kind of whatever. Everybody's wearing masks, whatever. It's, if you have to wear it at work, then just do it, you know, if that's what you got to do. But I get what you're saying about the authoritarianism, or the people judge you for doing that. I mean, when I see somebody without one, I ain't saying nothing. If I see somebody with one, I'm not going to say nothing to them either. I don't like to treat a fellow human like they got the plague, bro. I mean, I hate that. Like, I've had instances where people like walk by me in the sidewalk and they like run by me, like dodge real quick to get around me. And it's like, man, I mean, you know, this is what we become in like 11 months.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like it's even been that long. And like, I've even told people like, you know, like, well, I mean, we had the flu before. Like, obviously, if you're saying people, it's just a crazy that we've jumped so far into this, so deep into this.
Oh, that. So the PCR tests have changed and the numbers are going to drop. So, and it's already happening. So, you know, we'll see what's up. Don't be a
denier. The science is in. Science.
Science is in, man. Yeah, I know. And I'm going to do a whole show probably like next Friday with we were going to do one about Flat Earth. We're going to work on that a little bit more with my homie, the Nile River. But we're going to do one talking about this TikTok. I've talked about her a lot on here. Dr. Cat. Me and her have gotten into it all on TikTok. I told her about the PCR process, and she said that it doesn't matter if she said the cycle value doesn't matter. And then I even told her, well, what happened? You know, the WHO has changed it. And she's like, oh, well, it still didn't matter. Like, she's just like denying it. So I'm going to go thoroughly over her shit, and I'm going to compare it with, you know, different notes and different doctors that have debunked her and her beliefs, because she's trying to say one thing. And to me, it's just propaganda.
Yeah. Well, the WHO hasn't been too straight with us. They were the ones that said that humans couldn't get it. Like over a year ago, they came out saying there's no evidence of human to human transition, WHO. But with the PCR test, I kind of believe you're right, because it's something that people were talking about and getting censored over for a long time, you know, months already. It's just funny that they finally have to come. That's what I've noticed. When real doctors and scientists find out stuff, then the CDC and WHO come out quietly and say the same thing. Anti-lockdown, all that bull BS, man.
So. Yeah, they wait a little bit and wait for it to come out. I seen we had a question. Someone said, What do you think about a race war that is coming soon? I don't think a race war is coming soon. I think that right now it's being painted as a race war. I think if a war does like that come out, I'm actually starting to think that there's going to be a class war. It's going to be like where the...
Say. Yeah, I was saying class division is what they're doing now. Because, I mean, what? I guess we're going to have like a prison stuff. They want a prison state outside of prison, you know? Racial politics and stuff like that. That's what they want. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it all depends, man. I just feel like a lot of, you know, east, west, and the south are different, man. Especially in the United States, man. You got different people, classes that hang out with other classes, different races that mingle with other races. And I mean, I just don't, I don't know, man. I just don't know about that. That's what they want. They're pushing for that, but I just don't know if that'll be a reality. I don't think it'll get... They've tried and tried, and I guess, and things have failed. I notice it's something they keep doing over and over again to push. So I don't know.
I think, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think that's what they want, but I think it's going to turn into a class war where... a lot of the lower, the middle and the lower class is going to kind of unite and be like,
it's not about black or white, rich, it's rich or poor. The simple way of thinking, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, and that's how it's always been, man. And the thing is now we're going to have poor everybody, you know, with all the businesses shutting down, you're going to have poor different minorities and stuff like that.
Come on, man.
What up?
Yeah. I think it's going to be funny, though. I think, like, this whole Joey Biden is going to make... I think he's going to make us a... what did he say? Here's a good one. What does he? What does Joey have to say about it? Let's see.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
That's what he got to say. I mean, that's Mr. President. That's the president saying that right there, man. You got to, like, take that with some credence.
And he doesn't look too good for 78. I don't know. We'll see. Too much. It's just an illusion, bro. We'll see what happens, man. Just live your life and strengthen yourself and your kids, man, and get ready. Prepare yourself.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Yeah, man, I just got a new Joe Biden soundboard, so I've been fucking with that a little bit. I'm trying to get some good clips. One of the best ones, I put a video about it already, and I just, you know where he's going. If you're gonna take over the government, you can't. You're gonna have to have some what does he say? F-15s, you know, with some war missiles. AK is not gonna save you. It's just crazy that he really said that.
Damn, I know, it's something else. Got to look in his old quotes. I mean, that's the thing. People don't want to, like, they block their minds that he didn't do stuff in the past, man. Yeah, 44 years of a record. So look into it, look it up before you go out there and vote.
Yeah, and I think it's not, like you said, just to keep it in general of that. We got to hold them all accountable. Even, like, if you like Trump, if he won, you would still have to hold him accountable. Even if you like any of these politicians, that's fine. I'm not telling you shit. Just don't idolize them. Just don't put them up to this plateau of there's something that is better than us. Or
don't give them celebrity status because they're public servants. People don't look at that. Like I said, it's the media. They look on TV. Like, look at the royal family. You know, I don't care what they do over there. You know, that's what's going on over there and all the attention. You know, that's their thing. You know, all the conspiracy stuff is interesting and stuff like that. But other than that, just, you know, that's how it is. Worship mentality, bro. So.
Yeah, just get rid of that whole celebrity status, you know. Just get rid of it completely. It's not something that we should be even taking part in anymore, you know.
We almost done with.
Yeah, I was just gonna tell you that we got a minute 45 left, you know.
Okay. But so, yeah, interesting combo, bro. I mean, other than that, the sound stuff, man, I mean, it was good, and you know, enjoy. How's it going? Ready to go eat inside next week or what?
Yes, sir. We'll tell the people where if you want them to get to follow you, or we're going to start having you a little bit more stuff. Me and you are going to work on some things, pieces together, and try to put some stuff out for the people. But like we said, you know, you can follow us here on Instagram. I'll have T76's stuff up. And if he lets you follow him, he lets you. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And you know how we do it. Just follow us on Spotify, on Apple Music, you know, Apple Podcast. We'll have everything up here. And then tomorrow, me and Sebastian Farr will be 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern with the Truther Report. And, you know, thanks, T, for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you know how we do it. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up. Thank you.